On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Jan is in Sheffield, going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, brought to you by Apex Skin. Hey, Jan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. This game is not only a battle between you and Jen, but it's going to be the battle of between sound drops between Jen and I. Did you know about this, Stevie?
Yeah, of course. I hope.
I missed one week.
Why is there
dead guy's envelope mysteriously happens when I'm gone? We have a soundboard. What in the world's going on? Our boss Chase is the worst.
I had nothing to do with him.
Stevie
had nothing to do with him. We plugged in the board playing audio and our boss doesn't know about it. He definitely was in on it.
But he was not the setter upper.
By the way, when we were brainstorming about this, like, hey, could we make this happen? Stevie was the one that would sent me a link to something. It was like, oh, you could probably buy this to override.
Picked one of the audios. I knew a good one. I found right away.
Which I can't even remember. Which one, Stevie? You know what? Just so you know, when I leave the room, you just feel free to come on over here and. Yeah.
There has to be a way I can turn this off on the board.
I can't tell you how.
I know. I'm looking at what's pushed differently.
I can't tell you how.
It's going to be something.
Sorry, Jen. We're going to play the game. I don't know why you would want to.
You're going to play the game.
Okay.
Jan's loving it. That's also not a good sign. All right, Jan, whenever you're ready, please ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, can you leave the room, please?
Yes, I can leave the room. Good luck, Jan. Stevie, feel free if you want. Push a button of Tim.
That is well done. I'm not going to lie. All right, five questions. Just make sure you give me
give
me the answer before your timer. Yeah. Five questions. You answer them best of your abilities, I mentioned, as I'm laughing over it. Just make sure you give us your answer before you hear the buzzer during that timer. When you're done, we'll grab Jen from the hallway, bring her back into the studio. She does not listen to or participate in this part of the game. As you were doing that, I'm going to also figure out how she's playing that and try to turn that off. No, I'm kidding. All right, let's get to it. Question number one. Producer Stevie, keeping track of the score. It's official, we think. Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, they are now married. The wedding took place in New York City, and they had a huge after party as well. Plenty of celebrities were seen going into Madison Square Garden, leaving Madison Square Garden. Cleared it was an event. My question to you, do you think they actually got married last weekend? Yes or no? Because we didn't see any pictures.
Yes.
Yeah, they did. Even the publicist said yes.
Wasn't the plan to not have pictures be seen?
Isn't that amazing that not one got leaked, though?
That was the plan.
Aren't you just... I'm just blown away by that. Like, things get leaked all the time. Nothing with this. It's Monday morning. Nothing at all. That's amazing to me. All right, question number two. Justin Bieber is rumored to be in talks to perform during the halftime show at the FIFA World Cup finale, which is happening on July 19th. If he does join in on the fun, he'd be part of an already star-studded lineup, which features Madonna and Shakira and also BTS. Now, Justin Bieber recently headlined which music festival in April of this year?
Coachella.
Let's go to question number three. Joey Chestnut. I can't even watch this. I don't know how he does this. He reclaimed the mustard belt. It happened on Saturday by eating 66 hot dogs in 10 minutes at the Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest in Coney Island, New York. He did fall short of his all-time hot dog eating record. What is his hot dog record? Once again, he ate 66. I'm asking what his record is. Your guess needs to be within five.
72.
Let's go with question number four. Harry Styles became the record holder for the most performances by a single artist at Wembley Stadium in a calendar year during his historic 12-night residency. Now, this landmark residency surpassed this Viva La Vida band's previous 10-show record.
Oh, God. I have no idea.
You want to play something, Stevie?
No.
Okay. Question number five. Madonna appears to reference ex-husband Sean Penn on her new song Bizarre, singing about a movie star with deep blue eyes who was allegedly intimidated by her success. Now, Sean Penn recently won an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor for which 2025 film? Oh, there's a buzzer on that one. All right, Jan, we're going to see how you did, and we will bring Jen back into the studio coming up in 3 minutes. Jan is in Sheffield playing this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's brought to you by Apex Skin, so let's find out how Jan did.
Jan got three.
Ooh, there you
nice.
Go.
Nice. Good job, Jan.
Thank you.
You got excited there, Tim. Dad, you were really into that.
I'm sorry, Jan. I would never play those drops.
It's okay. And I know you absolutely would.
You're right.
You.
See, Jan listens to
she
the show.
She knows.
You did a great job. 3 of 5.
Interesting up in
Shoot,
here.
I'm sorry. Oh, I'm good. Just getting used to it.
I'm telling
See,
you.
I'm talking. Over, yeah, it's difficult. Yep. It's a process. I get here. Wait, let me try that one more time right before you start the questions.
It's about.
Okay.
Dang it!
I know which pod it is now. All right.
You did all of them.
I know. So I have it narrowed down to the final four. Stay tuned to the Jen and Tim show if I figure out which one actually. It probably fires from the one I'm using. Okay.
Question, it sure does.
I figured. That's very well done. You're no dummy. Jen is one of the smartest people I know. I know. But we've worked together so long, 20 years. But when I just know. You know what I'm going to do before I'm going to do it. And I know what you're like. I just,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that was great. You got me so good. I was not expecting
Special
that.
Special thanks to.
All right.
Dan.
Was
thanks,
it?
Thanks, Dan. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to call him out for
no,
you
gotcha.
To get mad at him, right. But he did a great job.
Yeah.
So thanks, Dan. And I know he listens. So well done.
Question number one. That was well done. I can't even push back on that. Okay, so question one. Jan answered these just a few minutes ago. All right, so it's official. We think Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, they're now married. The wedding took place in New York City, had a huge after party. Plenty of celebrities were seen going in and out of Madison Square Garden. Our question to you, do you think they actually got married last weekend? Because
yes.
There was no pictures or
yes,
anything else.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, they got married.
Thank you, Tim.
Question number two. Justin Bieber is rumored to be in talks. You know, I can set this up on the other pot. Now I know how.
Don't you
Question
do that.
Number two. Justin Bieber is rumored to be in talks to perform the halftime show of the FIFA World Cup on July 19th. If he does join in on the fun, he would be part of an already star-studded lineup featuring Madonna, Shakira, and also BTS. Now, Justin Bieber recently headlined which music festival in April of this year?
Coachella. Feels like a late add-on. Don't you turn that down!
Question number three. Joey Chestnut. Recently, Joey Chestnut reclaimed the mustard belt Saturday by eating 66 hot dogs in 10 minutes at Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest that happened at Coney Island. He did fall short of his overall hot dog eating record. So once again, he did eat 66. What is his hot dog record? Your guess needs to be within 5.
72.
76. If you had to eat 10 hot dogs in 10 minutes, for $1 million, do you think you could do it? One hot dog a minute.
For $1 million, I'd force myself to do it.
I don't think so. Stevie?
No, I wouldn't even do any one.
Yeah, she wouldn't eat
I
one.
I know. Question number four.
You definitely would, Tim, right?
Now that I've been gone for a week. Already a fat Tim reference.
No.
You, hear that,
Jan?
You
like
definitely would, pregnant. Tim. Question.
Look like a man pregnant.
Oh, you do. Yeah, if you would eat that many hot dogs, you would.
Look like a man pregnant.
Yeah. Probably. I'm still getting used to it. I'm just testing it out, you know. Sorry.
Question number
Sorry,
four.
Sorry, Jan.
Harry Styles became the record holder for the most performances by a single artist at Wembley Stadium in a calendar year during his historic 12-night residency. The landmark residency surpassed this Viva La Vida band's previous 10-show record.
Coldplay.
It is Coldplay. As we move to question number five. Madonna.
I'm hitting him quicker now because I'm afraid you're going to turn him down.
Madonna appears to reference ex-husband Sean Penn on her new song, Bizarre, singing about a movie star with deep blue eyes who was allegedly intimidated by her success. Sean Penn recently won an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor for which 2025 film?
It's about to get interesting up in here.
Love that
okay,
one.
So it is on that pot. All right. Mm-hmm. About one down. All right. One battle after another.
That's it.
Final total, Stevie.
Jan. Jan 3, Jan 4.
Oh, Jan, I'm sorry. But I'm so glad you were with us for to hear the Tim soundboard
for
the first time.
Yeah, you were the first one. That is a big deal. That's still winning. All right, Jan.
Sure.
Thank you. Exactly.
Working out some kinks, though.
Thank you for putting
up
with us.
It'll get better as we go on.
Thank you for listening. We really appreciate that, Jan. But you know what you need to say.
This is Jan from Sheffield, and I did not Trump Tui.
Elaine is in Grafton. Going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, brought to you by Apex Skin. Hey, Elaine, how are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
She's ready to roll. Ready to roll. Good.
Well, when 4th of July hangover.
Yeah, I know. We were talking about that earlier. Like, a lot of people had at least a 3-day weekend or something else. Now it's the Monday afterwards, but we're all getting through it together. So, whenever you're ready, Elaine, go ahead and ask Jen to leave the room.
Hey, Jen, could you please leave the room?
I sure can. Good luck, Elaine.
Woo! Thank you, Jen.
Woo! You're welcome, Tim. Thank you, Tim.
I love it.
I know you do. You liked it when I just had those, and now she has the Tim ones. It's an entire thing. So, Elaine, you know how to play the game. We're going to ask you 5 questions. Yes, there's a timer involved. You just give us the answer before you hear that buzzer. Jen is out of the studio. She does not listen to. She does not participate in this part of the game. It is all about you answering 5 questions and producer Stevie keeping track of the score. When you're done, we'll play a quick song so we can grab Jen, bring her back into the studio, and ask her the same 5 questions. And we are rooting for you. We'll see what happens today. Let's get to it. Question number 1, Krispy Kreme is celebrating Girl Scout cookies with a new donut line. So your options are thin mint donut, also lemon up donuts, and a coconut caramel donut. Our question to you, what is your favorite Girl Scout cookie?
I gotta go thin mint.
Yeah, can't go wrong with that. Question number 2, Ashley Tisdale is turning the buzz around her viral toxic mom story. Once again, talking about Ashley Tisdale into a new Netflix comedy series called Toxic Moms, which is currently in development. I also thought that was genius when I saw that. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, it is on. Go. Ashley Tisdale owns a body care company called Frenchie, which is available at this major retailer with a red logo and a dog mascot.
Target.
Forgot about that dog mascot. Question number 3, Cristiano Ronaldo is ending the speculation that and saying that this is his last World Cup. The Portuguese superstar confirmed the news yesterday. Now, Cristiano Ronaldo has made more World Cup appearances than any other player. With how many? You must be within 2. So once again, Cristiano Ronaldo has made more World Cup appearances than any other player. With how many? Your guess needs to be within 2.
5.
Question number 4. Kelsey Fendler, who became the fastest human to row solo and unsupported across the mid-Pacific Ocean from California to Hawaii in 43 days, 17 hours, and 55 minutes. How do you do that?
It's unbelievable. I wouldn't do it.
No, it's unbelievable.
I would not make it very far.
Our question to you, what is the name of her rowboat? What's the name of her rowboat?
George.
Let's go with George. I like that name. Question number 5. Ahead of the wedding weekend, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, they donated $26 million to 20 charities across the country, including $1 million for the Cleveland chapter of All After School All-Stars. Now, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce had embroidered handkerchiefs and also wedding favors that read, "So it's going to be forever, ... which are the lyrics from which Taylor Swift song?
Oh, sugar. Karma.
Let's go with karma. No, I appreciate you guessing. All right, we're going to see how you did with those 5 questions, and then it's Jen's turn to answer those same 5 questions in 3 minutes.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's continue this round of Trump Tui on Star 102. Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites is brought to you by Apex Skin. Elaine is in Grafton answering 5 questions a minute ago. How did Elaine do?
Elaine got 3.
Oh, yeah.
Well done, Elaine.
3 correct today.
Woo! Great job. That's right.
I feel like that's not playing through the board, that it's playing through Q or something.
Really? It's not loud enough? Here, do you want to practice? Here, we can.
Powdery and puffy. Show. That's definitely going on the air. Go. Okay, we're going. Yeah, doesn't that one sound different?
Well, yeah. Do we need to boost the volume?
Because you were standing back a little.
Maybe that's what it was. Okay. Mm. All right, we begin question number 1. If they come towards you, you remember, you stand still, you fluff out like you do a bear.
Nate! Stop that!
Nate!
Look like a man pregnant.
easy breezy.
I love cookies.
Your lips.
My eyes!
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's the one I like.
It's so good! You will love it!
All right.
Jamesy's brother.
All right, that's enough!
Powdery and puffy show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly.
Powdery and puffy show.
Sorry, Elaine. You deserve that.
That
I don't think
lot.
Anybody won that battle.
No.
We're going to see who wins this one. First of five questions we asked Elaine just a minute ago. We begin with question number one. That was a really bad idea, I think, for Dan to do that. Krispy Kreme is celebrating Girl Scout cookies with their new donut line. Your options are...
No, that's not that. That's not.
That's terrible.
They all sound the same. I don't know what one's real because there were real ones in there.
This is terrible. Why did we pull that one?
Your options are Thin Mint Donut, Lemon Up Donuts, and then also Coconut Caramel Donut. What is your favorite Girl Scout cookie, Jen?
Thin Mint.
That's Thin Mint. All right.
Oh, sorry.
Question number two. Ashley Tisdale is turning the toxic buzz, if you will, turning the buzz around her for a viral toxic mom story, into a new Netflix comedy series called Toxic Moms. It's currently in development. Ashley Tisdale owns a body care company called Frenchie, which is available at this major retailer with a red logo and a dog mascot.
Target. Jamesy's bra.
Question number three. Cristiano Ronaldo is ending speculation that this is his last World Cup. The Portuguese superstar confirmed the news yesterday. Now, Cristiano Ronaldo has made more World Cup appearances than any other player. With how many? Your guess needs to be within two.
Seven.
Six. Question number four, Kelsey Fendler became the fastest human to row solo and unsupported across the mid-Pacific Ocean from California to Hawaii in 43 days, 17 hours, and 55 minutes. What was the name of her rowboat?
It was Bodie McBoaterton.
That's correct.
She didn't listen to your story this morning.
I didn't even said what the name of the boat was.
I don't remember.
I knew you wouldn't.
What is
Why
it?
I asked it.
Lily.
Oh, I do remember you saying that now because I was like, oh, it's a human name. Cute.
Question number five.
Then you got to get this one or we'll have a tiebreaker.
It's about to get interesting up in here.
Ahead of their way.
I hate both of that.
Your fault. I leave for a week and this is what happens. This is on you. You're the producer
time.
And Dan and Boss Chase.
I produced them together and I have no control from there. Thank you, Stevie.
Jamesy's bra.
Ahead of their wedding weekend, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce donated $26 million to 20 charities across the country, including $1 million for the Cleveland chapter of After School All Stars. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce had embroidered handkerchiefs as wedding favors that read, "So it's going to be forever," which are the lyrics from which Taylor Swift song?
Blank Space?
It was Blank Space. Final totals.
You know that one.
Yeah.
Elaine 3, Jen 4.
Oh, man.
Sorry, Elaine.
For a lot of that.
Don't worry, I'll be back.
Yes, you will.
We appreciate that. All right, Elaine, it's always good to talk to you, but you know what you need to say.
My name is Elaine, and I did not trump Tui.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show, How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend, Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.